Welcome to Sweet Tea and Therapy with AMP, the podcast where we spill all the tea from discussing the latest trends in pop culture to delving into the depths of therapy. We're here to demystify it all. I'm Adrienne McCollum-Smith.
And I'm Pamela Tippett. Together, we're your hosts on this journey through the world of media, lifestyle, and therapy. Whether you're sipping sweet tea or seeking solace, we've got you covered. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and join us as we navigate the intersections of therapy and everyday life.
Subscribe, listen, and let's dive into the conversations that matter.
On this episode of Sweet Tea and Therapy, the tea is about us. Listen and learn more about us as we learn more about each other. And hear about our time as Hot Mess Express passengers. Yes, therapists ride the Hot Mess Express sometimes too. Let's dive in.
Let's start with the five things. Let's start with something, a little warm up, a little,
okay,
if you will.
Okay, so these aren't in any particular order, but these are things that maybe you don't know. I've been to jail before.
Oh man, really?
Yeah, like in 2012, maybe.
Okay.
I was on the ride, dating this guy that I knew wasn't shit. But I guess we were kind of dating. I knew he wasn't shit the first time I met him, and I judged him like a lot, but he had a swag, you know, and it was one of those things, like when we met, it was like, man, if I ever did, you know, just have a chance to see what that's talking about, I'm going to take it. And the opportunity came years later. Mm-hmm. And he was just kind of disrespectful. So what happened was, first of all, he begged me to come over to his house one night. Mm-hmm. And this could be my Hot Mess Express. He begged me to come over one night, and I told him I've got to be at work at 7 a.m. If I come there, I'm going to sleep. I'm not going to be up all night. You know what I'm saying? I got to go to work.
Just come.
Da, 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 da. And I kind of knew, like, he had this thing about blasting music real loud, and, you know, he just kind of in his own world. But anyway, I went over there and he had his music up. And I get ready to go to bed. He's up there with the music playing. He's texting. I mean, texting for a long time. And I'm like, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. You ain't texting no man, I hope. Not like that. So I'm like, you know what? I don't even really have to stay here. I can go back to my place.
Right.
So I pack my shit. And I'm the type that if I spend the night, I got a lot of shit. Okay. Like, I can't pack light.
I can't either.
So I get my jacket on and I'm packing my stuff up. And I don't like to be barefooted, especially like at someone else's house.
Okay.
So I bought some little cheap house shoes to keep over there. So when I'm there, I could just slip on my house shoes. Yeah. So, and this wasn't the first time I got mad and left. So I'm packing my stuff and I'm just about to go home. So mm-hmm. he says, you can take them raggedy ass house shoes with you when you go. And I told him, F you and them house shoes. So he went and got the house shoes and threw them in my face like that. And I lost my fucking mind. So, but see, rewind a couple of weeks before this happened. He introduced me to a friend of his, another guy friend from his hood. And in their conversation, I don't even know what they were saying, but in the conversation, he was like, yeah, sometimes you got to knock them around and show them, you know, he made some type of reference to hitting women. And I told him right there in front of his friend, I said, let me tell you something. I don't get down like that. And if you ever put your hands on me, you're going mm-hmm. to jail. And when he hit me with them damn things and I struck back, and then he, you know, it turned physical. And so I was like, if you don't call the police and lock his ass up, this is going to continue. I knew that much. I was in grad school at this point. So I called the police. They came, took our statements, and we both went to jail.
What?
Yes, ma'am. I had to
Because
sit.
you fought back, then you were, I
Because
guess.
he had a tiny little scratch right here. And I think he probably embellished the story. I think he made it seem worse than what it was, but it was kind of like, I ain't going to jail by myself.
Yikes.
And
Okay.
so I've been to jail.
How'd you get out?
My best friend and my other line sisters, they got the bail money together and got my mom involved, and they came to pick me up the next morning when I could get out. So
Okay.
that's one thing you don't know about me, and
I
I was
did not.
definitely on the Hot Mess Express ride.
So that counts for both. I think that counts for both right there. Okay, didn't know
Absolutely.
that one.
Absolutely. So the other four things you may not know, I had another police encounter in Paris in 2017, but I did not go to
Oh my gosh.
So what happened, I was there visiting Paris with my husband. He was working in Brussels at the time, and we had just really started dating, and we were in Paris, and we took the train from either Amsterdam or Brussels, I can't remember, to Paris. So when we get to the train station, there's this black guy that's like, hey, are y'all looking for a taxi? Because we were looking for a taxi to get to our hotel room. So we say, yeah. He said, okay, come with me. The taxis are on strike. And if you get a taxi, they're gonna charge you so many euros, and it's gonna be a lot, da, 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 da. So I'll only charge you 75 euros. So my husband and I look at each other and just kind of like, okay. So he escorts us down some kind of like in the garage somewhere,
Oh no.
and we get picked up by a van. And we should have known something was up,
Yeah.
because the driver told Tony, that's my husband, he said, you get in the front seat, she in the back. So we kind of look, because usually if it's a taxi or an Uber or something like that, it's just kind of understood that both people get in the back, and unless you have more than two. So we look, still get in the car.
Okay.
So we are like in the middle of Paris, and I'm talking about it. Have you been yet?
I've not been to Paris, no.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. The traffic, being in a car in traffic over there, you will lose your mind. They are bumper to bumper going real fast. It's scary. So anyway, we're in like downtown, somewhere in the middle of Paris. And at this point, the traffic is just kind of slow. Out of nowhere, police come up to the driver, and they are going back and forth, and they're speaking French. We don't have a clue what's going on. So my husband's like, hey, what's going on? Are we in trouble? Come to find out, it was an illegal taxi. I don't know how they knew what was going on, but somehow, I don't know how they knew to this day, but they figured out a way to let us know that this was not a real taxi. And we had to get out and get our shit out in the middle of Paris, in the middle of the street, and get a real taxi, which was really only like 10 or 15 euros.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
That's a police encounter, but I could see being in a foreign country like that happening to like anybody. I could see that
Yeah.
happening to like
Yeah.
anybody. Okay. No, didn't know that. That's interesting how but I'm sure. How did they know anyway? How do they know? Like, just looks like a car, right?
It was a little van, and I don't know if they could
They
just
probably
tell
have been
the.
watching that person. They probably knew some things and been
It
staking
had to
some
be.
things out. So, yeah.
Yeah. What else? I can't watch scary movies. I just cannot do it. I cannot, will not, to a point where my friends in high school tried to, like, hey, let's go to the movies. They end up picking a scary movie. I call somebody to pick me up. I'm
I
not
don't
doing it.
want, well, I like that you set that boundary and you stuck to it. I know a lot of people like that. I can watch them. I just don't want to watch them alone at night because I don't want those images like in my head, like while I'm trying to sleep, but I can watch them.
Yeah, I'll have nightmares about stuff that's not even intended to be scary. Like it was the, do you remember the movie Waist Deep?
I remember it, but it's been a long time. I feel like it's been a long time. I don't recall all the details.
Well, the rapper, The Game, was one of the,
That's
and he
right.
looked very scary in
He,
that movie.
I remember now.
And
I
I had
remember.
nightmares about that character like a few times.
Okay.
I can't even do it. Yeah.
I don't have nightmares, but for me, I just don't want some images in my head. Like as I try to go through my day or try to sleep, I just sometimes don't want the images. So for me, like if I watch it like earlier in the day, I have enough time in that day to do other things
Yeah.
to push it away.
But what do
So,
you even like about it?
okay. So for me, it depends on what it is. So for me, like, there is some suspense and some drama to the horror. You know what I'm saying? There
Yeah.
is some of that. So I don't like just slasher where people's heads just getting cut off. And I don't even like films that like war films that have gratuitous violence. Like if people just getting slashed, no.
Yeah,
I need
yeah.
some type of plot, some suspense. If it's got that and there's some scary parts in it, I can get more down with that than just people just heads getting flying everywhere. So that, if that makes sense.
It's levels to it. Yeah, for sure.
So
Okay.
I get that. I get that.
Let's see. These are probably not as exciting, but I was in junior ROTC all 4 years of high school.
That is
And I was good at it. I was a good little
awesome.
cadet. I
Awesome.
almost went to the Air Force in 2006.
Really?
Yeah, I went to MEPS and everything. I swore in. But there was one more piece of paper that I needed to sign to make it like done. And nobody supported this decision I had made at 18 to go to the military. And I just kind of chickened out at the very, very last second. I had a date. I was supposed to leave in September of 20 of 2006 and go to San Antonio, I think, for their training. And yeah, I barely, I just, I almost went. So, but I was scared. I didn't know if I could do college and if I could, I hadn't seen it up close really in my family. And I was just a little scared. So I signed up and in anyway, I didn't go. And they b basically sent me this like young preacher that was squeaky clean to propose marriage to me, which I did accept at 18, 19. He was like 26, 27. And then that lasted 1 year before I broke it off. And I broke his heart. I still feel bad about that to this day. But he was able to move on and he is now married and he does have a kid of his own. So we wish him
Awesome.
well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yours were good. Yours were
Yeah.
fabulous.
I had one more. My fifth one is that I won the Authorine Lucy Foster Award when I was in college at the University of Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I was a little activist when I was in college. I was out there doing shit.
I
So,
like that though. I like
yeah.
that. Oh, that's really kind of cool. You had some good ones. I don't think mine are going to be this good. I'm kind of, I guess I'm boring. I don't know.
I doubt that.
I think I am. I think I'm a little bit boring compared to this.
Okay.
I've only been married once. I've not been to jail or nothing like that. I'm trying to see. I have some written down, but I think my Hot Mess Express story will probably make up for the boringness and my five things you might not know about me. I
Okay.
don't know if you've, this one is nothing, but I don't know if you've ever realized it, but my last name is a palindrome.
What is that?
It's, if you flip it backwards, it spells the same thing. Have you ever realized that?
No, that's cool.
It is.
Interesting.
Yes. It's not a big thing, but I think it's something that people don't realize.
And what did you call it? I've never heard that word.
It's a palindrome. So,
Palindrome.
yeah, so if you turn the word around backwards, it still spells the same thing.
That's cool.
Most people don't realize that. So that's something I was going to share today. I don't have anything shocking with my five things. The next thing I have is that I actually danced at an NFL game.
Professionally?
I was an all-star dancer for UDA when I was 18, and they gave us the opportunity to either dance at an NFL game or dance in Paris. And yeah, at the time, my parents were like, "We're not sending you to Paris." So I had to do the other one. So we actually got I got the opportunity to dance at an NFL game when I was in.
Solo or with a team?
You have you ever seen like at the Super Bowl where all those people are down on the field, like you see all these different dancers
I probably am paying
at this
attention.
it like during Super Bowl games, it's like all these people doing. I was one of those people.
Oh, that is cool. A cool, and you
So
were 18? Wow. I bet. I can't even imagine you 18 because you're so small and petite now. And I'm thinking, like, what could you have looked like at 18?
I will show you that. I will tell you something else. Like, I was in the mall. I was somewhere out, like now, like as an adult, and somebody stopped me, and they're like, "Pam Lomax." I'm like, and I'm like, "Yeah." And I didn't recognize the person, and they were like, "I was in your second grade class." I'm like, "Who are you?" And she's
As a
like,
student, another
yeah,
student.
she was a student. I'm like, "How do you recognize me? Because I do not recognize you." She's like, "You literally look the same as you did when you were in second grade." I don't know if that's good though. She's like, "You don't look any different than you did when you were in the second grade." I know I'm not that much taller, so like maybe that's what it was. I didn't recognize her. She tried to tell me who she was, and it was hard for me to place her. So I'll show you some things, and I don't know if that's good or not. So
Yeah, I want to see.
I'll go ahead to one of the other ones. I don't know if you knew, but I'm a former fitness competitor.
No,
I am.
like bodybuilding. Oh,
I am. I
so
did.
when was the last time you competed for that?
It's been a while. I've competed in 2013 and 14.
Did you win?
In 14, I won second place. I'll show you pictures
Wow.
of that too.
Were you like really muscular?
I was in one of the now there's levels to that too. I was more in what they call the bikini division. So you have to be toned and defined, but you don't have to be like, there's the bikini division. And then I think there is, oh, I forget the middle one. And then there's bodybuilding, like where those
Okay.
women are like,
Look like men.
yeah, they're very, very muscular. I was in that beginners division, but this in 14, I won second place. So,
That's good.
I did do
I
that.
mean, you
So,
don't have any interesting ones. That is interesting.
I guess maybe we'll do this again and we'll keep going deeper. I have to ease my way into all of the things, but I still haven't. Yours were good. I did not know those things about you. So let's see. Oh, I'll say this. I don't know if you know this. You might know this, but tenho alguma proficiência em português.
So
I
you've
have.
learned Portuguese well enough to like,
Yeah.
when did you, how long did it take you to get fluent?
I'm only at, like, to me, a beginner's level. Like, I can read it and, like, I listen to the music and I can understand it. It's kind of like, for example, if you talk to a 3-year-old or 4-year-old, and that's about the level I'm at. Like, I'm still working. I could do some grammar things and I can do some things and I can string together some words. And if somebody talks to me, but like the speaking part is like kind of broken sometimes. And my
Oh,
southern accent, kind of gets in the way of it. So,
I
but
love that. And that you decided to learn that because you are thinking about living there part-time?
yes. No. Well, we were thinking about living there part-time. We are not going to be let I'm not, no. But I've always wanted to be proficient in like foreign language. So I just want to learn, and I want to keep learning until I can speak. It's my goal to like learn at least one or two other languages. So that's what I did, and I just wanted to do it.
I love that. My husband wants us as a family to learn Spanish. He says we're going to need it.
Why?
He just thinks that
It, I just
there will definitely be more Spanish speaking individuals in the United States with time.
I will say this, like learning any romance language, if you learn Spanish, you should be able to learn Portuguese, French, and Italian because they all have the same like
Oh.
things. Like, those languages have a lot in common.
I took Spanish 1 and 2, and I still can't really speak it.
Here's the issue with classes sometimes. You have to have somebody to talk to who is proficient. And I think that's what I found out in like when I was learning, my best teacher just talked to me. And I never had a class where anybody was just talking to me, you know? And that's really how I got a lot better. But just learning like grammar, it's you're not ever going to be able to learn how to speak it starting there. You need just like you learn English, somebody just talked to you every day. So that's how you learned your own language. So same thing applies. This is weird. And I don't know. This is just a little crazy thing, and maybe it's a little bit of my crazy coming out. But if I think about somebody in any real significant way, they appear within 24 to 48 hours.
Is that like a spiritual gift, do you think?
I don't know. Because sometimes it's not always even, it's either by text, phone, or actually we'll run into them.
Well,
I don't
how do
know.
you feel about that? Is that fun for you, or you think it's
Not
kind
always. And not always.
of
So sometimes I have to say, don't think of it. No, don't think
creepy?
about them anymore. I'm
You know
like,
you don't see them.
But if I've done it, if I've thought about them in a significant way more than a passing thought, if it's like I'm really thinking about how they're doing or what they're doing or something they've done or did, they show up. No matter how long ago I knew
Wow.
them or whatnot.
It's got to be some kind of spiritual something, but I'm not, I don't know, man, that's crazy.
If you knew any of those things about me, I
No.
know I didn't know any of those things about you. So, y'all, that's going to be our tea for this episode, just to get to know a little bit more about us and behind the scenes of our therapist hats, if you will. So, just a little insight there. So, I guess I'll share my hot mess express. And I started telling you this story the other day how I started dating somebody like in my 20s who told me they had two kids. And then later on, I found out they had like six. Okay. And I think it all came out because, like, one came out before, and it was when I was visiting his home and I saw a picture. We were going through some of his family pictures, and I saw a picture, and they were saying, well, oh, that's so and so. Oh, that's so and so. And got the one picture, nobody said anything. I'm like, well, who's this? Y'all been telling me who everybody else was. And that was one of the first ones I found out about. Well, keep going on. And all of a sudden, like somewhere now, I have been dating this person for a while, for some over a year or two. And then all of a sudden, I start getting these strange calls. You know, this is in the early 2000s. So it's not like we have phones like now today, but I start getting these strange phone calls and like threats, like over the phone. So I was telling him about it, and I don't know how it came to pass, but I found out it was another one of his baby's mothers from the past that had found my number and started contacting me and threatening me. Okay. So I'm like, how would a baby's mom from the past get it? And there's another one. And so this is a while back in the early 2000s. So I had to find somebody. We had to watch some things. We had to go do some spying. But through some of the spying, I realized that the other baby's mother was still coming by. And I guess she had gone through his phone and found my number or whatever. So I found out about another one that way. So they just kept on coming out through the years. And I think when I found out about the last one, I think I was just like, I don't know why I was so forgiving of it. Like, I don't know why I just didn't leave after I found out about the first one he didn't tell me about. I don't
Well,
know.
how long had y'all been together when you found started to find it out?
It had been, I didn't know about anything. It was past a year when I
Yeah.
started finding out. It was a while in and that I had found it out. And when I tell you this person was harassing, that one of the baby's moms was harassing me like daily. So I had to send some people to do some things. And
What?
I just,
Okay.
I'm gonna leave it like that.
Cool beans.
And so sent some people, found some things, did some stuff that probably wasn't really okay. And but I found out what I needed to find out. But even still then, it still went on. And I think like by the last one, I was just like, okay. And it was just like every year the next one and the next one would come. And then I was like, okay, at the end, I was just like, no. And his only explanation was, if I had told you, you would have, if I had told you in the beginning, you wouldn't have dated me. Well, damn straight, I wouldn't have. And I think that one is the one that pissed me off the most because it was such a waste of time. It was
So
such for me.
how long in all did you spend with him?
This is the part that said, that's why I know I was a rider on the Hot Mess Express. I had a frequent passenger ticket 5 years. Waste of fucking time. And I'm the type of person with my exes, I'm usually pretty cordial, can still like just cool, not that one.
Oh yeah.
Not
I
that
don't
one.
communicate with my Hot Mess Express passenger, co-passenger either. Like, hell no, we ain't got
I think
nothing to
he's
talk about.
still on the he's still on it. He's still riding and ride on for ride on
That's
because
wild.
it was 5 years in. And I think at the end, when I found out about the last one, he was like, I don't know, some other things had happened because this is just the full on, the full ride. I was getting the full, all of the things that come with the Hot Mess Express ride. I had all the amenities of being on the Hot Mess Express in that relationship. So that wasn't the only thing. But by the time I found about the last one, amongst all the other
Indiscretions.
that were going on, I finally just said no. So he proposes marriage. As he gave me the ring and everything, I was like, nah, you could take it back. He's like, you don't want a ring? I'm like, do I not want a ring? I don't want this bullshit right here, is what I don't want. I was like, I don't need no ring. I could get if I really wanted one. I was like, no, I gave it back. So I never, it was just over, but it was too long. It was too long. That's why I said this is definitely a Hot Mess Express ride. And that's why I tell people all the time, when you see something, believe it. Don't make excuses. I don't care about potential. I don't care about intention. I don't care about any of that. Believe what is right in front of your face. Believe it.
And what people tell you, I had a client the other day who, kind of came in saying, I met somebody, I like them, but I'm scared, da 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 da. And as she kept talking, she's like, yeah. I said, well, I asked her, I said, well, what do you like about him? And she's like, well, he's just got a lot going on. He's not where he wants to be in his life, and he's just trying to get himself together. I've been talking to him about therapy. He just started, and I'm like, and he somewhere in there, she said, he's not really ready for a relationship yet. Da, 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 da. And I'm thinking, and mind you, her homegirls are like, girl, you letting your issues get in the way and this and that. But it's like, sometimes you need to listen to your nervous system. It's telling you what it's telling you for a reason. That ain't butterflies,
But
sis.
I feel so much like because we're so focused on what we want, we can't see beyond, we can't see all the other thing because we want something, or we need, like, we have some issues, and like having somebody in our life is like a, it's like a spot holder, it's taking care of some need because we are dealing with some other issues. And I feel like a lot of times you just can't see, and you're just so focused on the thing that you think you want. And I have one of my favorite things here. I have lots of analogies and sayings. It's just like you really have to decide what you're going to let go of and what you're going to accept. I think that was one of our first reflections. And I think some people are willing to accept the bullshit because I'd rather have something rather than nothing. And I feel like they don't even see the value in themselves, I
Yeah,
guess.
that's it. That's it. To the point to where you would ignore all of the red flags and just bypass that because of a feeling.
But see, I don't want to, I've been there. That's why I shared my hot mess express stories, because it's like sometimes you're just like, I don't want to be alone. I'm afraid to be alone. I won't find anybody else. The devil you know versus the devil you don't. Damn it, they're both, it's a devil. Like, why are we dealing with it? Okay. There's other things out there. And I've heard like, well, he doesn't hit me or curse at me. I was like, is that all
That's
we're hoping for?
the standard. Yeah, that's just that.
So I wish that individual the best of luck. I've heard it here too. And I tell people potential is like a tire laying up against the curb. Now, a tire hooked up to a car with other three wheels, we got it going. But if the tire is just, now, I don't know how to put it. Look, I don't know. The tire needs to be doing where it needs to be for me to get anything out of it. If it's on the curb, can't do nothing with it. Some of these people are like a tire up against the curb, can't do nothing with it. And yes, it could be great if it had all the other things going on, but it's not great because it's of no use to me over there on the curb. And I feel like some people go over there to the curb and try to roll it. It's like they're trying to make the tire. Like, no, leave it there. It needs to stay up against the curb. Go seek out tires that are hooked up to what they need to be hooked up to, have all the resources and everything is rolling and functioning like it
A
should.
whole person, a whole adult person.
Go find that because it's out there. And I can't stand when people say, like, oh, they just started therapy. I'm like, yeah.
And look, when I hear that, I say, okay, you know, from your own experience, it takes more than two sessions.
It does. It does. I that's kind of that kind of makes me not it does give me a little bit of like what, and I usually follow that with what are you seeing now? My favorite thing to say in here is like, forget everything else. If I told you that the person that you have right now today is all that you were ever going to get, would this be okay? And nobody can answer me yes really fast. And I said, because chances are that this is what it is going to be. And if you can't accept this person for everything they are right here today in the present, yeah,
Deuces.
you need to throw them up, because you and I both know, yes, I believe in change, and I've seen change, experienced it personally, and seen it here in the therapy space. However, we all know that too. It's only if and when that person decides.
And what a lot of people don't understand is if a person, depending on the type of person that you're dealing with, if they don't have any real motivation to change, they ain't gonna. They're not. If you let them get away with treating you like sugar honey iced tea, then guess what? That's what you're gonna get.
That is, ex there you go. I couldn't have said it better. And we are always teaching people how to treat us. And I love it when people tell me, well, Pam, I told X that I wanted them to do this and do this and do this and do that. I'm like, great. So you told them what you wanted. Did your behavior follow that?
That part.
No. I had somebody, and I have several people that said, well, I said I wanted this to happen and this to happen and this to happen. Okay, what did you do?
Are you willing to stand on business?
10 toes down, boom, boom, 10 toes down.
Yeah,
And the
that
answer to
part.
that is 99.9% of the time, no.
No, it's just a bunch of lip service.
So I really just kind of like, I don't, after my Hot Mess Express ride, I don't care a lick about anybody's potential or anybody's intention. Damn it, if you have intention, do it. Do that shit. I don't care about what you intended to do. I don't care about what you gonna do. None of that. And I really try to get people to, and I always say, look at what is in front of you now and know that that's more than likely what it is and what it is going to be. Are you okay with that? Most of the time, the answer is no. So the Hot Mess Express is usually the inability for people to be aware of a lot of these. I think the even when I rode, it's just like I realized that I was a passenger and I was involved in this because it was my unwillingness to see what it really was, and because of my own stuff,
That's what it is, y'all. I mean, the ride, it's only fun for a little while.
And what makes it so appealing, I wonder. I don't know.
Ego for me. My ego gets me in trouble.
I think it's my unhealed parts that get me into trouble.
Yeah,
I'm trying to
gotta
get
be.
some needs met in some ways that, I gotta go do the hard work, and sometimes, I'm not. And next thing I know, I'm on that ride, and there you go.
Yeah.
There you
So
go.
what, how, like, if we could just like break it down into like two or three habits that can keep you off the ride, what would you say?
I think a lot of times, and this could be my reflection for today, but knowing how to manage your emotional money, your time, energy, and effort, paying attention to where those emotional dollars are going, how they're spent. And I think a lot of times we spend our emotional money like there's no end, like it's infinite. And look at where it's going versus where you would like for it to go. So, and I think a lot of times we're doing things, there's no awareness, there's no check-in with ourselves, there's no noticing. We're just going off of like maybe unmet needs, trauma, watching somebody else, or trying to do the mo other things instead of saying, you know what, like you said, checking in with your nervous system, this
Yeah.
feels off. And a lot
Yes.
of times that's happening, but we ignore it, or we
Yeah.
see other things, or we hear other things and we ignore it, and we continue to give things our time, energy, and effort that have already told us that they don't yield any return on the investment. We're still throwing, energy, effort after things that have proven to us that there's no return on that. And I think just sometimes, like you said, checking in with your nervous system. How am I feeling? Am I feeling that I'm getting any value out of what I am investing in here? And I tell people all the time, it's like, are you saving any of that for yourself? Are you All relationships, I feel, are two-way. Do you really ever start looking around and say, I feel like I'm on a one-way street. I feel like I'm not receiving anything, but that noticing, that awareness, and not ignoring what our nervous system is telling us, seeing that. I think that sounds minimal, but it's huge, because I think you realize how many people are so unaware of even how they're responding to things. They don't even notice.
Yeah. Or why they're responding the way that they are. And it's like, I know why I'm mad. I know what you did, but I don't know why I just went 0 to 100 and I'm tearing shit up.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
Very
you
good.
have to be curious. You have to be curious about the why, the what, the when, the how, and just sitting with that. It's like, what is going on? And I tell you, after my Hot Mess Express ride, I journaled for a year because I was like, what the hell happened? How did I end up like missing, like what was happening? And when I went back and journaled about specific exchanges and situations with this person, I realized that I was missing things, not paying attention to things, and accepting things that I really didn't want to be accepting. So a lot of the burden of that rested with me on not, doing that due diligence, but that's how I figured it out. I sat down and I spent time with it.
Yeah, that's really, I don't know any other way, Pam. I mean, it may not necessarily be journaling for a year, but you've got to spend time with yourself and you have to be willing to be honest about you, period.
I couldn't have said it better. And I think that's how you stay off of the ride. That's how you stay off. So I'm gonna share. I have my full reflection about this. And if you want to stay off the Hot Mess Express, manage your emotional money. Time,
Amen.
energy, and effort are emotional currency, and they are not unlimited resources. Understanding this can help each of us begin to spend our emotional currency a little more wisely. Why would you make a large purchase without first checking your bank account to see if you have the funds? For most of us, that's a no-no. It's helpful to think of your emotional money in the exact same way. Before you spend time, energy, and effort on anything or anyone, check in with yourself and ask, do I have emotional funds for this right now? Just as with real money, learn how to budget, track, save, and spend your emotional money as a precious and unlimited resource that it actually is.
Love that. Emotional money. I have said similar things. I've said emotional bank account, deposits and withdrawals, and use that kind of same sort of analogy. And I think it's really important to stay mindful of that. I think that's a great reflection for today.
Thanks.
I didn't have a reading to share, but I think what I would like to leave the listeners with today is know your value and your values and be intentional.
Intent is what is the foundation of practicing good mental health. It just, I love it. I
And
love it.
only you can really say what your value is. We don't give that to other people to say.
Ah, yes.
It's like the example I use is like, okay, I've got this computer here. I know what I paid for it, or even if it's a car, whatever. I get to decide if somebody wants to take it from my ownership, I get to decide the price.
I like that.
How much am I willing to take to give you this item based on what I've already invested in it? And so that's why it's important, I think, for us to be investing always in us, whether it be through journaling and taking care of our mental and physical health, practicing mindfulness, being here now. All of that is what helps you to see that worth and that value. And know that, hey, I take care of me, and I love me enough not to allow people to come in and misuse something so valuable.
I love that. I love that but again, sitting with yourself and determining that worth, a lot of people miss the mark on that one. So thank you for that very important reminder. And I want to again invite the listeners, if you've written on the Hot Mess Express, let us know. Leave us a comment. If you know of any Hot Mess Express riders that you would like us to talk about, analyze, any of that, let us know. Thank you for joining us. This was a good one. I hope y'all have enjoyed getting to know a little bit about our Hot Mess Express ride and getting to know a little bit more about us behind the therapist veil, if you will. So thank you so much, Miss Adrienne. It has been a pleasure today.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you, listeners. We are on Instagram under Sweet Tea and Therapy spelled out. And if you don't use social media, you can email us at, I always want to make sure, I'm pretty sure it is ANP spelled out at sweetteaandtherapy.com.
All right. Thank you. And we'll see y'all next time.
See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Sweet Tea and Therapy with AMP.
We hope you enjoy diving into the behind-the-scenes world of therapy and everything in between with us.
Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join us next time for more candid conversations and a fresh brew of tea.
Until then, take care, be kind to yourselves, and keep sipping on that
sweet tea.